Schumer, Pelosi right to remove Jordan, Banks. They believe Trump should really be president. By Pam Key on July 22, 2021. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said Thursday on ABC's The View that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was right to block House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's, RCA, picks of reps. Jim Banks, RN, and Jim Jordan, RO, from serving on January 6th committee. Co-host Sonny Hostin said, "We were talking earlier about Speaker Pelosi rejecting two of Minority Leader McCarthy's appointments, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, to investigate the Capitol riots. What do you think about Pelosi's just unprecedented decision?" Schumer said, "Well, you know, she had no choice. First, I commend to your listeners. The New York Times did a video of the actual riot itself. And it was devastating. I know, I was there. I was within 25 feet of these insurrectionists. Had one of them had a gun, had two of them rushed to block off the door, Lord knows what would have happened. So, this was one of the most serious, terrible things that's happened in our Capitol in our whole history." He continued, "There should have been a 9/11 type commission." After 9/11, Democrats and Republicans came together and appointed a panel of experts, nonpartisan, to look into it, and they put out a good report. We followed a lot of their recommendations subsequently to that. But Leader McConnell blocked that here in the Senate. He would not let that come forward. So Speaker Pelosi had no choice but to move on her own. As she did, and she put together a commission. I couldn't believe that Leader McCarthy put two people who said basically, who really didn't believe, who sort of supported the big lie that did all of this, you know, that the election was stolen. And Donald Trump should really be president, which has no factual basis. So she was right not to let them stay on the commission. Schumer added, "I still believe what she put together. While a bipartisan, a nonpartisan 9/11 commission would have been better. Better to have this, Liz Cheney on it, hardly a Democrat but a seeker of truth. We need to get to the bottom of this. There are so many unanswered questions on one of the most serious assaults on our democracy that's happened in our whole history." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.